Gorgeous souls, welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And today's topic is avoidance. I know I've been avoiding many things in my life and still feel like avoiding being seen, avoiding stepping truly into my power, avoiding so many things. So join us for a wonderful chat and insights, and feel free to ask any questions in the comments or contact either of us, my gorgeous co-host Janet Groom at janetgroom.com, or myself, Caroline Palmy at carolinepalmy.com. So welcome to Avoiding, Janet.
I would agree with you. There's quite a lot of things I've avoided in the past. And certainly, as you say, even right now, when you're sort of running a business, doing it all yourself, there's things that I have to say is I avoid because I'm not comfortable. And funny, we were mentioning this before we came on screen, is about being on screen and being showing up and being seen. And I have definitely been avoiding that. Along with many other things, getting things done. And we've talked about procrastination before, we've talked about overthinking, but this is just sheer, just don't want to do it. Nope. And it keeps going on my to-do list, and then they keep sort of getting pushed on to the next one, the next list, the next list, the next list, and just not happening. So, what about you, Caroline? What are you avoiding?
Yeah, I feel like avoiding being seen, truly being seen. And it hap you know, when you're at school, you want to fit in, you want to have friends, and you're sort of trying to tone yourself down or try to fit in. And it's just part of being true to myself on a new level. You know, I've been on that journey for 15 years now, but it's just the next level. And being seen, being powerful, you know, with that word power is still for earth angels, for sensitive souls, can still be a bit intimidating, but stepping into your own power, doing the things you love, stepping up to become the woman you were always meant to be, you know, shine your light bright. We talked about earth angels, light workers, it's all that sort of sensitivity of, you know, with the harsh world out there, but finding your own way to doing it. And then it works magic, because when we just follow another five-step course where they tell you what to do and it never truly fits, you know, and it's good to learn your own way, connect with them, and allow yourself to be seen just the way you are. And yeah, this is me. And yeah, we learn each day. We come here, we share, and I acknowledge you, Janet, for being live with me every week. We nearly have our 50th one. You know, you've come every time you're on screen, and it's fabulous. So it's always good to have you here.
Oh, Caroline, you know that we love this, our little Tuesdays, little Tuesdays chat. I mean, definitely, I know from my perspective, when you mentioned about that, it just actually hit home is that I used to, as a child, I remember being told, not seen, like to be almost invisible. And when I think back of certain things in my life, I very much do that. I try and hide. And it's interesting that when you said that, I went, oh yeah, I really do that. In a room, I will kind of like stand stand back and almost want to fit in with whatever's behind me, that people don't see me. And I have to say, I was telling you that I was at a school reunion last weekend for my grammar school, and it was their 100th anniversary. And no, I didn't go 100 years ago. That somebody asked me that, and I didn't go 100 years ago. But anyway, and it was really interesting to go. And I talked with some amazing people, and it was really nice because it was really nice conversations. And it's the kind of the first time where my confidence has started to grow, in that I didn't mind being seen. I was comfortable as I was. I didn't go pretending to be anything I'm not. When people ask me what I did, when I said it's spiritual life coaching, and they kind of went, "Oh, what's that then?" And it was interesting to open up and actually talk about it and not be hiding away and sort of like just saying what people want to hear. And that was interesting. It really felt like the first time I'm starting to stand up to be seen. And I know the one thing that holds us back from an avoidance, where it comes from, is a fear, is a deep ingrained fear of, for like, being seen. Another thing I really avoid doing all the time as well is telephone conversations, telephone calls. I will, like, for things I have to do, like the doctors, the sorting out the dog, or doing any of that, I hate doing it. I really, really hate picking up the phone. Totally dislike it. Picking up the phone and speaking to somebody strange on the phone. And I get myself so anxious, and I think about it, and I think about it, and I think about it. And then in the end, I get sort of so distracted. And then when I call, I'm so worked up that then I will won't seem to pick up things, what they say. It's like my head goes into like, ah. And I've realized now I have to eat that frog. There is a book, by the way, Eat That Frog, about getting things done. And now I try not to dwell and overthink it. I just go, right, I need to make that phone call, get it done. And it really is, it's works so much better for me, because my head doesn't get into that phase zone. And you get the conversation done, that's off the list, and you don't have to be panicking about it. And but do I like doing it? No, I do not like doing it. But I've learned now, practiced, to do it, get it done, and then I don't have to worry about it. What about you, Caroline? Is there
Oh,
anything else that
definitely
you avoid?
introverts. We had an op other episode of introverts. No phone, texting, emailing, all perfectly fine. And sometimes I even let the phone call go to my answering machine so I can listen to it and then reply, maybe in an email or a text or something. But it's definitely, we don't feel comfortable with that. I think as empaths and introverts, we want to feel inward, and we need that time. And on the phone, it's like, and we have to make instant decisions and everything, and it just doesn't feel comfortable. Still, I'm picking up the phone, calling people, and and that good thing is what I learned, if, because I had things that, whatever, like phone calls or appointments or anything. And then I just pushed it forward, pushed it forward, pushed it forward. And it feels so heavy because you fill your bag of things to do. And then you, oh, I still have to do this. I have to do this, 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 and this. And it just ruins your day, your energy, and you're always in your head. And then I learned, if it takes 5 minutes or less, do it right away. And then it's done. Because, of course, if it's something more like a half an hour and you only have 5 minutes, but most things can be done with 5 minutes or less. So just do them. Go ahead and do them. And then it's done. And then it's like cleared out of your sphere, and you can more connect to your heart and soul and stay in that energy. And avoidance comes from fear and listening to it, embracing your own inner child, you know, that child that hid away in the corner or wasn't allowed to be heard, you know, and always had the nice smile or whatever. Hug her, you know, have compassion for that version and grow with her. Show her how far you've come and what you managed already. And that's the way to go with your heart. Compassion, and together you can do that if, yeah. What helps you, Janet?
I have to say, yes, I'm a list person. So yes, moving those things that would normally get pushed off, as you say, but make that the top of the list and get it done. So I free up, and it is actually freeing up your headspace and your energy, because then I'm not procrastinating and overthinking about all the possibilities of how that conversation is going to go. I mean, I don't know if other people have that as well, but like I've gone through that conversation a million times before I pick up the phone and actually have the conversation. And then it doesn't go anything like how you imagine it's going to go anyway. And you've wasted so much time and energy on it. And it's realizing that, you know, making that effort to do it, get, hey, I have my list here. Like I have my list of things. And I love when it's done. There is a big satisfaction thing about crossing it out. And I know people do things online, but there is something about doing it physically. It's about whoop, off, it's done. And it's almost like you have a little celebration going on in your head, go, some people kind of listening to this will not understand. But if you are an introvert, if you are a little bit on the neurodivergent spectrum, there are a whole lot of things that other people take just for granted and can do and don't even think about it. And for us, it's actually quite a big task. And you have to kind of work up and get it done. I mean, I know when I used to work in a corporate environment, there would be times where you would have to have conversations, particularly as a line manager with people. And I hated, again, I don't like that word hate, but it really was an absolute, it made me so distressed and so uncomfortable. I don't like confrontation of anything that's uncomfortable. And any of those conversations where you have to not reprimand, but point out maybe things to someone and you are really unsure how that conversation's going to go. I used to find that also very, very, very stressful. What about you, Caroline? Is there anything like that for you? Do you?
Yeah, definitely avoidance of conflict. You know, I was such a peacekeeper. I mean, I love peace, but not standing up for myself made me just bend over backward, completely lose myself during my marriage. And yeah, we never fought, but I never said something. So, you know, you can avoid conflict by sending love or realizing it's not worth it, but healthy boundaries, speaking your truth from the heart is essential. So by avoiding any uncomfortable areas, you know, it's not good. And yeah, as a mom, I sometimes really had to step in, take them apart, or you know, leading is another thing, isn't it? I felt more comfortable following someone, no questions asked, but leading, you know, from your heart and soul and stepping into who you are. You know, we don't have to follow others. We can get inspired by others, but we can lead our own life. And yeah, sometimes I avoid it. Yeah. saying no was very hard. So I always said sort of yes, and people could sell me whatever course or whatever. And then of course I was a bit disappointed that it didn't work out, or that wasn't the magic pill I imagined it to be, you know. So come back to your own truth, be assertive, feel into what serves you at the moment, and yeah, trust your inner voice. I for a long time I avoided my intuition. I mean, she was speaking, you know, and telling me and letting me feel, but I thought sort of, I know better, you know. Of course, it's important to connect to your own intuition, to your heart and soul, and lead your way. So stop avoiding those nudges, because nudges can come to shoves. And if something isn't really meant to be, it will fall away. So no clinging on, not holding. Because holding on to something takes so much energy. Imagine yourself being on a boat that with a little stream or even a river, and you hold on to a branch. You know how tired your arms get, because it just the river pulls you down, but you want to hold on. So yeah, listen to your heart and soul. And I think if you have something like a phone call, I always sort of center myself. So I'm in a calm space, and then you can pick up the phone. If you get yourself in that frenzy of, oh, what if she says this, and what da di da di da di da da, and you go down that rabbit hole, then you're in a complete different state, and you can't really listen because so much noise is going on in your head. So take a calming breath, center on your heart, do anything you've learned that helps you, and then do that, whatever you are avoiding, and feel guided. You can always ask the angel for support, for strength, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel to speak. Just trust. I think it's a lack of trust. You know, avoidance is sort of fear-based, and then coming back to trust, and trust that life works for you, not to you. And just take one step as you go. And of course, thank yourself for stepping up. Thank yourself for doing that phone call. Thank yourself for stepping a little bit out of your comfort zone. Every time, like Janet said, you know, really, you know, when you have a to-do list, you can wriggle it with hearts or say yeah, or have a little celebratory dance, anything. I think it's important that we celebrate our achievements, even if it's just a phone call. Because if you've been dreading that for 2 weeks, it's a big thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right there, is that exactly what you've just said there. I visualize that everything is going to go well. And as you say, when it then gives me that sense of calm, everything's good, it's all going to be fine. And when you go with that mindset, when you're that attached to that energy, if it's all good, it is amazing then that, you know, almost 10 times out of 10, it goes well. There aren't any issues, and it's not the problem that you've been in your head creating. because I'm good at that, or used to be good at that, because we're shifting and changing that, and it's definitely made it a lot easier and less stressful and less draining. And it's taken a while to get there. But better late than never, as they say. But as Caroline says, it really is really important to sort of trust your intuition and Are you going to remind them that we have a workshop coming up that will help with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's on April 8th. It's a Monday. And 8 p.m. Central European time, 7 p.m. UK, and 2 p.m. New York time, so East Coast. And there is a replay. So if you can't make it live, please sign up and you get the replay with lots of extra goodies. So what is the workshop all about, Janet?
The workshop is entitled Reignite Your Spark because, in this day and age, I think with just so much going on in our world, there's people are losing their little sparkle, their little shine. So it's helping you to reignite and reconnect with your passion, with your guidance, with yourself. And we have sort of three topics that we're going to touch on, and Caroline and I will be leading you through the first one together, and then Caroline's going to do hers on lovely self-love, and I'm going to do one on soul purpose. So yeah, please join us because even if you're starting your spiritual journey or you're interested, join us because help to get things going and moving for you and put going in the right direction. And if you're already on your journey, come and join us anyway because it's good reminders, or there might be little nuggets in there that you haven't heard before. So please come and join us.
Definitely, because we can all do with more spark, with rekindling that inner spark, connect to our own light. I mean, I've been on my spiritual journey for 15, I mean, lifelong. Yeah, we've been here for, but truly opening up to it in this lifetime about 15 years ago. And I still need to rekindle with that inner spark every now and then, because we have rainy days, we don't always see the sun, and it's important to just rekindle that, reignite that inner spark, and get gorgeous tips, insights, and workbooks to remind you and what you can do if you feel a bit low. So you can easier get up more back into the flow of your heart and soul. Don't miss out. It's an amazing, wonderful workshop, and I'm so excited to share that with you all. And next week's topic will be balance, as we are entering here in the Northern Hemisphere, the spring equinox. Of course, if you're living in the Southern Hemisphere, you're entering autumn equinox. And it's always a time to bring life back into balance and what it means. So please stay tuned, share with friends, and see you soon again. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, stop avoiding one step at a time. You can do this. You are amazing. And you got this.
Love and light blessings, everyone.